In this bulletin, Defence Minister Linda Reynolds to remain on leave for another month. Julia Gillard urges Australians to follow the vaccine science and not social media. And in sport, Roger Federer prepares for his first tournament since early last year. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds will remain on medical leave for another month after consulting with her cardiologist. Senator Reynolds spent time in hospital for treatment of a pre-existing heart condition. She's been under intense scrutiny over her response to the rape allegations made by Brittany Higgins. Senator Reynolds issued an apology after The Australian revealed she'd referred to Brittany Higgins as a lying cow. Labor's Christina Keneally says the minister needs to go to the backbench while she's recuperating.
Is the Minister for Defence, Linda Reynolds, trying to pretend that she can is well enough on the one hand to continue as Defence Minister, but not well enough on the other to front up and answer questions in Parliament and in estimates? Her position is untenable. To be Defence Minister, to be any minister, you need good judgment and sound character. What we have seen from Linda Reynolds is that she has neither. She needs to go.
Former Prime Minister Julia Gillard is reminding Australians to seek advice on COVID-19 vaccines from scientists and not social media. Ms. Gillard says vaccine hesitancy has been recorded among young Australian women who may be seeking health advice from the wrong sources. The former Prime Minister spoke after receiving her first AstraZeneca dose, saying the vaccine is safe and effective and will prevent serious illness.
Those people on social media are not the ones to look to when you're trying to work out what to do about the vaccine. You do need to be looking at the health lines, like the Australian government information, and make sure that what you're getting is from scientists, not social media influencers.
The Victorian opposition says questions about the quality of contact tracing is the reason why international flights are not being accepted in Melbourne. The Age is reporting that contact tracing calls to close contacts were stopped for several hours last month after it was discovered the tracers had been given the wrong list of people to call. Liberal MP Ryan Smith says if Premier Andrews had confidence in the contact tracing systems, international flights would resume.
Government's now said that they're not taking any international travellers back. That is an implicit recognition by the government that they have failed in the areas of contact tracing and hotel quarantine.
This year's Sydney Mardi Gras celebrations saw thousands of people watch a show held inside the Sydney Cricket Ground. The usual parade on Oxford Street couldn't be staged because of COVID-19 restrictions. SBS News spoke to some partygoers inside Oxford Street's Stonewall Inn about what the annual celebration means to them.
Being proud and being free to express your sexuality, I think it's a fantastic show and a good cause.
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, it's not the same. We can't get up and dance, but it's still good to get out and party and celebrate Mardi Gras.
It's a chance to be myself without, judgment or anything like that. Got support of my friends. It's really good.
About 700,000 volunteers are at sites across Australia taking part in this year's Clean Up Australia Day. The volunteers are removing rubbish, which this year also includes discarded COVID-19 waste, such as face masks. Noman Khan is the national coordinator of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Association Clean Up Australia Day effort.
Cleanliness is a part of our faith. We have to be clean to submissive in front of the God. So for us, making the area where we are living clean as much as we can, because this is something which cleans our own soul. So that's why we cleanliness is more important for us. And basically, Australia is a very gifted country for us, and we make sure that Australia is clean as much as we can.
To sport, Roger Federer will face the winner of the match between Jeremy Chardy and Dan Evans in the Qatar Open next week. The 20-time Grand Slam champion will play his first tournament since he reached the semi-finals at the Australian Open last year. Federer underwent two right knee operations last season. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 29. Similar conditions in Adelaide, 27. A shower or two for Melbourne, 22 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 22. Similar in Canberra, 27. A possible storm for Wollongong, 28. Sydney, a possible shower or storm, 31. Newcastle, a shower or two with a possible storm, a top of 30 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 30. Cairns, a possible shower, 31. And Darwin, showers with a storm likely and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.